everybody, and welcome to, or welcome back to, an episode on the Creative Pod. So I am Chelsea, known as Chelsea UGC on Twitter as well, and I just recently quit my 9-to-5 job to take content creation full-time, and I am here to help everyone, including myself, build an empire, as I like to call it. So we're just going to jump right into this episode and get started. I just want to start by saying sometimes we express our wins and successes without sharing what it takes to get there. Like, for example, those endless work days, not landing your dream deal, or even just getting ghosted. I know what it feels like to get ghosted, and I know we all hate getting ghosted. But just keep in mind, those who you look up to and get your motivation from put in those endless hours and are constantly facing that failure that you are also feeling. And that failure doesn't have to be looked at as failure. I look at every failure or every bump in the road as an opportunity, because if you're not seeing results, it's because you need to change something. And once you find that thing that you have to change, those results will come. And when you get those results, you'll realize what you've been doing wrong this whole time. And if certain things didn't align and happen the way that they did, you would have never known. So just keep on going, and that is how you're going to be successful in what you do. So I just wanted to hop on here and say that my journey as a UGC creator has been one hell of a ride, as I'm sure yours has been as well. And honestly, though, I wouldn't have changed a thing besides having a podcast to listen to. And that is why I created this podcast, because I was always searching for someone or something to listen to, or some mentor that was like free that I wouldn't have to drop so much money on, because I was making enough to pay my bills. And when I couldn't find that, I felt that there was a need for it. So I'm here to be that person for you on all the things that people don't really talk about all the time, or you don't see when you ask other people, or you don't just see scrolling on your Twitter or your TikTok. And I'm here to give you that information, that insight that is kind of hard. It is hard to know unless you go through it. I just wanted to kind of hop on here and talk about contracts and why contracts are important. But I've also talked to a few business owners and marketing people that have their own marketing firms, agencies, and we all, I feel like, look at this contract as something that is going to make sure we get paid. And I get it. It is a contract. You can take someone to court if you really wanted to. But at the end of the day, if you're stressing about a contract that is for a $125 deal, if they don't pay you, are you really going to hire a lawyer for that? Probably not. I always require half payment up front, half payment after the watermarked video is approved, and make that watermark so big that they can't use your video. And I mean so big. Don't just use the TikTok watermark. Go on CapCut, put your name on there, make it huge, make it big, fade it a little bit. And that way when they post it, they cannot use it. Like, it would look bad if they used it as a brand. Yes, you can continue to use your contracts, but I'm saying this because if you're not accepting deals because of a contract, or if you're not getting started because you're worried about having the perfect contract, it is okay to not have a contract in place. It is okay to not have the perfect contract, because at the end of the day, what matters is the content and the money. And as long as you're giving them what they want, they'll pay you. So if they're not going to pay you, at least you got half payment up front. And if they're not going to pay you half of the payment up front, then you tell them, listen, this is what my deals are. This is what I require to work with me. And if you can't do that, then I understand and I hope you the best. Because that shows the brand that you don't need them. The idea of them possibly taking your content, stealing your content, is less. It just shows a brand that you stand by what you do and you know what you're doing, and they will pay you half up front if you're confident in your word and, you know, you tell them what the deal is. So don't be scared with contracts. just keep doing what you're doing. If it's a really big deal where it's like 30 videos and you're not going to get paid until after the content is put into place, yes, do a contract. I highly recommend this. Most brands already have a contract put into place for this reason because they do this often. However, there are so many free options online where you can find free contracts, or you can just replicate a contract and put it in your own words. So if it's a bigger deal, yes, by all means, use a contract, but still, it does not have to be perfect. And if it's not perfect, most of the time they'll tell you, they'll just send you one of your own. I've had a brand tell me, hey, listen, I'm just going to send you our contract because they didn't like mine. So don't get all worked up about a contract, because the deals will come with or without it, and you can stand by your work by getting half payment up front, half payment after approved watermark video, and then go about your way. So that's just a little bit of my insight about contracts and my thought process on them, because as important as they seem, they're really just a piece of paper with a signature on it, and who knows if both parties are signing it at the end of the day, especially if it's like a drop shipping brand that you're working with. So just keep a lookout for yourself and know that there are other workarounds and other ways to get your money and get your worth for your video. I hope contracts aren't a worry for you. And if they are, I hope this helped you out. And until the next episode, thank you for listening. And I will be in contact with you all on Twitter and possibly TikTok. So thank you again, and see you next time.